Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
I'm Caroline R., hashtag image of God.
I'm Alondra, hashtag your faith.
Andrea M., hashtag moms for life. Teresa A., hashtag chapel life.
Okay. Yuvia, hashtag spread the kindness.
I'm Michaela W.
And I'm Isabel M.
Hashtag JC.
I'm Lily M. And hashtag worthy.
Hi, my name's Mackenzie M. I'm from Sacred Heart. And live for Jesus or don't bother.
Hi, I'm Caroline U.
Hi, I'm Brianna V.
Howdy, I'm Karen G.
Hey, I'm RJL.
hashtag praise the roof.
James R. Hashtag fight the good fight.
Carlos M.
Adriana Samora. Oh.
Nadia G.
Steven S.
I'm Alex Z.
Hashtag fruit of the spirit.
Adrian L., hashtag faithful.
Crystal A., hashtag graceful.
Sophie M. from Our Lady of the Holy Souls in Little Rock, hashtag virtue nation.
Hi, I'm Eva C., and I attend St. Patrick's in Fort Worth. And being Catholic to me means hashtag forgiven sinner.
Hi, I'm Amelia G. from St. Patrick's Cathedral. And my hashtag is hashtag daughter of a king.
Hi, I'm Emily M. I'm from St. Patrick's Cathedral in Fort Worth, and I am hashtag made for God.
Hello, I'm Nicholas P., and I just opened a book that the vocations people just gave me and just pointed to a random word, and the word was Jesus. So we love Jesus.
Okay, my name is Jordan Patton, and I go to Holy Cross in Bay City, Texas, and I did my hashtag as Jordan Stuby.
Abigail G., Paris Nativity, and God is amazing.
Angela Z., hashtag chastity is key.
Welcome to the John 3:30 podcast. He must increase, I must decrease, is a message John 3:30 invites us to live. Incorporating this into our everyday lives can be a challenge. What keeps your fire burning? We have many wonderful ways to stay close to our faith, whether it be the Mass, spiritual readings, prayer, adoration, or the rosary. This is Catholic Faith Life, and here's our host, Jason Nunez.
Everyone, and welcome to the John 3:30 podcast. This is your host, Jason Nunez, and welcome to episode number 57. Before we get going here, I want to thank everyone who visited our table at Lone Star and Steubenville Lone Star this past weekend. My wife and I went out there and we had a great time promoting the podcast. We met a lot of people. It was a great time. And we look forward to going to more conferences in the future to further promote the podcast. And once again, just want to thank everyone who stopped by our table and who visited with us. Thank you so much for your time. This week's episode, we have a very special guest. We have Kid Catholic. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Thanks for taking time out of your summer. I understand you're at a lake right now. Is that right?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me.
Yes, yes. Before we get going here, we're going to go ahead and say the Litany of Humility prayer, and then we will get into this week's episode. So here we go. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being calumniated, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, deliver me, Jesus. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be chosen and I set aside. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be praised and I unnoticed. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be preferred to me in everything. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All righty. Thank you very much. All righty, Kid Catholic, if you can do us a favor and go ahead and share with us a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, I am Kid Catholic. I have a YouTube channel. Sure, I got my name, Kid Catholic.
Yep.
I started my YouTube channel about a year and a half ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a Catholic channel. I discuss several apologetic topics each week. They vary from the Bible to why do bad things happen to the Ten Commandments. There are so many different topics. And one of the things that I find unique about my channel is that I discuss topics that are for all ages. It's stuff that kids can understand. It's stuff that adults can learn from. And I think that's one of the great things about Kid Catholic. And originally, what I started doing on my channel was a sports channel, like everybody else was doing and like all my friends were doing. But that wasn't working and I wasn't really enjoying it. And I knew that I wanted to be a creator, but I also wanted to do something that mattered.
Sure.
And there are tons of great Catholic channels out there, but it's very hard to find some that are for kids and adults. And so that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do it for both. And so I just started in my room with a quick 2-minute video, and it has taken off from there, bigger than I could have ever imagined.
It has. It has. You actually have over 1,000 subscribers now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, awesome. I was watching one of your earlier videos, and you had mentioned that was the goal you wanted to achieve. You want to get to 1,000, and you've definitely surpassed that. You're on your way to over 2,000 now. You're at about 1,600 or so right now, a little more than that. So that's definitely a great job.
Thank you.
Yes. So, taking a step back and looking at the big picture here, you know, you're obviously a kid. You're younger.
Yes.
you're on YouTube, but you know, aside from that, you have school. Well, right now you have summer, but you have because I have two kids. I have a 13-year-old and I have an 11-year-old. So I can kind of understand what comes your way, and they're both boys. So I can understand the kind of the world that you're in as far as what the secular world is trying to. It's basically competing and trying at every way to get your attention and keep your attention. So with smartphones, with apps, with other videos on YouTube, with, you know, Netflix, with everything that you have at your fingertips right now, how do you keep your fire burning for our Catholic faith? What sustains you in making a new video every week? Because making a video is not easy. I've tried to do it myself. Like I can understand it's not a quick, simple process. You know, at times it can be, but there is work involved, and you're doing what you're passionate about. So it may not feel like work, but what keeps your fire burning for our Catholic faith? What works for you?
Well, I think just knowing that it's making a difference. Like, at first, I had a hard time because it wasn't gaining that popularity. I didn't really feel like I was helping people. I felt like I was doing it for my own entertainment. But then I began to realize that this actually could be something. And is it difficult to put together each week? Yeah, it takes around 6 to 7 hours.
Right.
To make just a 15, 14-minute video. But it's worth it when you know what you're doing. Like, my goal, I've said it before, is to get people to heaven and to convert people. And when you're starting to make that difference and climb up and people are starting to notice you, it really makes you want to push to do more. If I were doing any other channel, I don't think I would be going this far because I would be worn out. I wouldn't want to do it. But knowing that this is God's will and knowing that it actually is making a difference pushes me each and every week to put a video out there, even when I'm on vacation, even during summer. I always want to make a video.
Awesome. Awesome. It's almost like you feel like you're being called to do this, right? Yeah, I can certainly sympathize with you because I kind of walked around for about 2 years feeling that same call that I should be doing this podcast, and finally realized that, you know what, I am being called to do this, and I'm going to take the time to, you know, do this because it's what I should be doing. And so I can certainly sympathize with that feeling that you're having there as well. So that's great. Who are some of your influences as far as in apologetics? Because that's a very tough topic, and that's a very tough approach. And honestly, that's an approach that a lot of adults are afraid to even approach, is going the way of apologetics and learning their faith deeply. So who are some of your influences?
Well, originally, obviously there are a lot of other apologetic bigger YouTubers out there, like Bishop Robert Barron, Father Mike. But originally when I started, I didn't actually know that there were channels like that out there. I just did it out of my own head. And I think the influences that I had were the saints. The saints that came before me, I looked at them and I thought, well, they traveled all around the world to preach, to evangelize, to do whatever they were called to do. And I'm a kid and I don't have that ability, but I've always wanted to do something like that. And I realized that today's generation, we have something that past saints don't have. We have the internet. And my friend, who had recently introduced me to YouTube, I kind of put two and two together. And so I think the saints were really the biggest influences. And I can't just name one. There are so many saints that influenced me to do this, to take advantage of the internet and to use it for good instead of using it for bad like it is a lot today.
Awesome. good stuff. And we'll definitely get to saints and, you know, your favorite saint kind of later on. And hopefully we can hear that famous saint of the week tagline that you do there in your videos. I love that. That I kind of look forward to that there. So hopefully when we get to my saint portion, we can kind of have, you can kind of cue you and you can kind of do that for us. That would be awesome. So just for everyone listening who may be wondering, fill us in. How old are you?
I am currently 12. I am turning 13 this month.
Uh-huh. Hey, I'm having a birthday this month as well.
Awesome.
So we definitely have that in common as well. So that's great. That's great. Looking at your YouTube channel, you tackle quite a bit of topics, and it's not, you know, basic stuff here. You kind of really dive in, and honestly, the content that you provide and the points you make, they're excellent. Your most recent video talking about guardian angels, I definitely enjoyed that video. But going beyond that, you tackle hard questions and questions that everyone asks, like, why do bad things happen? As someone who helps with my parish in the RCIA program, that's one of those questions that normally comes up throughout the year, especially after a tragedy, especially after something major in the news that comes up that following Sunday. You know, that question normally kind of comes up is, why does God allow this to happen? And you, looks like you have a two-part series on that. So it's a two-parter. You talk about adoration, which is great. You talk about sacramentals, confession and purgatory. You talk about the Eucharist, and there's a vast amount of topics that you cover in a nice chunk of time. It's kind of conforming to what's happening nowadays, to where people are kind of used to, you know, bringing in information within a small chunk of time, and you're kind of fitting that bill very well.
Right.
I see that you have a video here on liturgical colors. That's awesome. my family and I, we try to dress in the colors of the calendar when we go to Mass. So if it's ordinary time, we try to aim to kind of wear green, you know, and so on. So if it's Advent, purple, you know, all that good stuff there. So that's awesome that you have a video on the colors as well. That's great.
Thank you.
So what is life for you at your parish? From my understanding is you're also an altar server. Is that correct?
Yes, I am an altar server.
Do you normally like serve like once a month, or typically what do you aim to do?
Well, my parish, I'm not sure if other parishes do this or not, but we have like a schedule for altar boys. We don't have altar girls in my parish. We have just boys.
Okay.
And so they put us on the schedule for each week. I serve Saturday night, but something that they can also do is you can also follow, which means not really carry a candle or carry a cross, but just follow and sit there as an altar server. And I like to do that every week. So I serve every week. During the summer, however, I am down at my lake house, so I'm not at a parish.
Mm-hmm.
My parish, so I don't normally serve during the summer, but I like to serve every single week during the entire year to kind of make up for that summer loss. And it's crazy because I've been serving for almost 4 years now, and it feels like I had just started yesterday. But I do try to serve every week, every possible mass that I can.
That's great. That's awesome that you have that almost like a goal to, you know, serve every week, and it keeps you going. And the more that I do this podcast, the more that I see that is a big part of staying close to your faith, is just staying plugged in, you know, just keep going to Mass, keep a part of the community. And that's important. And, you know, to see that you've realized that at kind of a young age is awesome. That's fantastic. Now, from my understanding, you've had other speaking engagements, right? Like you've spoken at retreats and at other parishes and so on?
Yes, I have. So far, I've done three. My first one was at my parish. to the youth at my parish about Fatima. And then I had the opportunity to go down to the parish where Stanley Rother is from. Mm-hmm. So I spoke to the kids there, and a lot of the kids there were related to Rother, and it was so cool. And I asked them, because a lot of them were younger kids, and I asked them, how can we relate to the saints? Because that was what I was talking about. And a few of them raised their hand and said how they were related to Stanley Rother. So they were literally related to the saints. And it was really cool. And my most recent was at St. Eugene, a parish that is not far from mine. Around the same town, and I got to speak to their middle school there, so that was lots of fun.
How do the youth, like, when you go and speak to them, how do they react to you? Like, literally, it's a kid walking out in front of a crowd of people, right? Because I'm assuming without them knowing ahead of time that you're there, they may be thinking that, you know, adults going to come out and you know, speak to them. So what is that reaction?
Right. Well, I really haven't done enough speaking engagements to see the general reaction. Mm-hmm. But for my first one, since a lot of the kids were from my parish, I kind of were friends with a lot of the kids uh-huh. that I was speaking to, and they knew about Kid Catholic. So a lot of those kids there knew me personally.
Got it.
And knew me before Kid Catholic. But the one in Okarchi, I was informed before I spoke there that they had been watching my videos before each class on Sunday every week. And a lot of them there were younger also. So they were prepped that I was coming, and they were totally awesome. And I walked in, and they just shouted, like, Kid Catholic. And that was awesome. In the middle school, they knew who I was. They had seen some of my videos. And the middle school kids, they're around my age. And I was actually friends with one of the kids who was in that middle school. And so they kind of treated me like one of them, and they listened to me when I talked, because the teacher there actually told me that they had been trying to teach them that stuff, but they wouldn't listen to somebody who's a little bit older than them, who's an adult. But she said that when I came on, they would listen to me because I'm their age and because I can put it in their perspective, because I know what their perspective is because I'm their age.
Got it. That's great. That's awesome. That's good to hear. It's I'm sure you. It's kind of easier for you to gain their attention, because it's like, hey, they can relate to you because you're one of them. You're a kid.
Right.
So, and that's kind of what happened here. When I told my kids, you know, that I was to speak with you, their, you know, the ears kind of, their body language kind of pricked up, and oh, you're going to speak to him? Like, it's one of those where they can relate to you because they're a kid, and I have a son who's an altar server. So there's definitely some, you know, correlation there. So that's great. That's an awesome approach. Kind of slightly off topic, but it's a question that I've been wanting to ask you since your first video. Can you just please talk to me about your mullet, please? I think it's awesome. And in one of your videos, you mentioned that you're going to keep it, that you're not going to cut it. So I definitely applaud you in sticking to your guns and standing your ground. But just kind of share with everyone listening, if they haven't seen the video or not, you definitely want to see the video first and foremost for the content that you're providing. But the mullet is like the cherry on top. Talk to us about your mullet there.
Yeah. I love my mullet. The team, one of my favorite football college teams is Oklahoma State. My family went there. I absolutely love them. And the coach, Mike Gundy, has a mullet. And so that was the inspiration. I really wanted a mullet, and I started growing it out around the end of last summer. And I've been growing it out ever since, and I have no intent to cut it. I love it.
Awesome. There's another Catholic podcast that I listen to. It's called Catholic Stuff You Should Know. And one of their, it's actually priests that, that host that podcast. It's four of them. They were from the Diocese of Denver, but two of them have moved to Rome, and they, all four of them still continue to record episodes. And one of the priests on there, his name is Father Nathan Goebel, and Father Nathan has a mullet as well. So you should look up Catholic Stuff. You should know they're on Instagram. You know, they're everywhere, and they have pictures. And although his mullet's curly, he has curly hair, but he has a curly haired mullet. But it, for him, it works. It works for him. So.
Yes, I would definitely do that. That's awesome.
Awesome. Good stuff. Good stuff there. I know we spoke about influences earlier, and you mentioned the saints, and those are that's definitely important to, you know, have saints as our influences. As we should all strive to be saints, right? That's kind of our goal in life. There is to not only be saints, but you know, get our family to heaven. And you're definitely working towards that with your YouTube channel, not only with your family, but with a lot of people around the world as well. What kind of an influence did your parents have in you kind of doing this? And I'm sure you have their support, but what kind of an influence do they have in you pursuing this overall?
Well, my parents have been awesome ever since the beginning. You know, I have gone through a lot of phases. I've been into something, then I'll be out of it in a few weeks.
Sure.
So for the first four episodes, my mom started watching it, and she loved them, but I started to make, like, a few editing mistakes and stuff in the first episode. And so my mom, who has a master's in theology, actually watches each of my videos before I upload them, not to make sure that they're correct, to make sure that there are no mistakes. And if there are, then I go back and I refilm it. And so my mom has been such a help. I talked a lot about this in my behind-the-scenes video that I did. But my mom watches the video. She makes sure that it's correct. And I cannot do anything without my mom. And my dad, he has been so supportive and so great. And he actually was not a cradle Catholic. He recently came into the church around 5 or 6 years ago.
I think so.
He can learn something from my videos too, and I think that's so awesome. He watches everyone each week, and my parents have been so supportive since day one.
That's beautiful. It's just evident in your videos that you have their support, you know, not only in the content. And it's great to know that, you know, you have a second pair of ears or a second pair of eyes on your videos before you release them. That's great that you have that, but overall, having the support of your parents, really, it puts you there. There's no ceiling for you. There's no roof. You can really go as far as you take it because you have that support. So that's definitely fantastic to know that you know that's the situation. That's great. That's great. Where do you hope this Kid Catholic channel goes? Like, what's your over big picture goal here, aside from evangelizing the world and teaching apologetics and helping lives? Because I'm sure you've heard from, you know, viewers, you know, of the help that you've provided them. But what is your big picture goal with this channel?
Well, I don't want to stop this channel ever. Like, even when I'm an adult, I still want to keep this going. And so channel-wise, from that point of view, I want to do this for a living. After college, even though that's a far ways off, I want to still evangelize, go on speaking engagements, and continue Kid Catholic with everything I do. And but evangelizing-wise, of course, I want to get as many people to heaven as possible.
Awesome. So for you, keeping your fire burning for our Catholic faith, a big part of it obviously is the YouTube channel and the learning the apologetics, right, and spreading the message that way. But when when the camera turns off and when, you know, when there's no video to edit, when it's during the week and possibly you're not at mass serving, how does Kid Catholic keep his fire burning for our Catholic faith? Is there any other ways that you do that? Is it time in prayer? Is it adoration? Is it praying the rosary? What do you gravitate towards?
Well, after the camera is turned off, I still try to keep God in my life as much as possible. And I think you know that I still run my Instagram and my Facebook. So it's very easy after the camera's turned off, after the video's uploaded and stuff, to keep the audience interacted with the traffic. But how I keep myself interacted with God is just like you said, by praying. And I think what my mom has done a great job of doing ever since I was very little is putting God in my life no matter what I'm doing. When I was very little and I was going through a hard time or I was upset or something, my mom would always say, "Did you pray about it?" Ever since I was very little. And I think putting God in my life from the very beginning has been such a help that I just, everything that I'm going through, no matter what's happening, I always turn to God because I've been doing it that way ever since I was little. And so I try to keep God in my life no matter what by always putting God in whatever scenario it is.
Excellent, excellent. That's a big aspect of our life that we tend to fail, is putting God in it. We tend to put ourselves in it. And that's one of the reasons why I love John 3:30, and that's why this podcast is called John 3:30 Podcast, because John 3:30 says, "He must increase, I must decrease." We're putting God in it, and we're taking us away. That's great. I definitely like that very much.
Hey guys, I'm going to take a quick break here. I have a quick question for you all. Do you want to support the podcast? Well, you can. You can help the John 3:30 Podcast by working with our sponsor. When you need to buy or sell a house anywhere in the country, even in Canada, please give Rob DeMaio a call. You may remember Rob from episode number 27 when he appeared with his wife, Camille. He's an experienced, award-winning realtor and can help you find an exceptional agent at no cost to you. Think of him as your real estate matchmaker. Just call him, tell him your needs, and he'll connect you with exactly the right agent in his extensive network. You can call or text Rob at 210-488-1144. Again, that's 210-488-1144. Tell him you heard it right here on the podcast. Now, back to the show.
Yeah.
We are going to go ahead and get to our parting questions here. So, I have a question for you here, Kid Catholic.
Okay.
So, if you could have a superpower, what would it be and why?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I've never gotten that question. That's a very good question, actually. I don't know how to answer that. Superpower, I would probably do super speed.
Super speed.
That just seems really cool. I'm very competitive. I've been competitive since I was like 4 years old. Even, especially with my siblings, even if it's not a competition, I always have a way of turning it into a competition. So I think super speed would be really cool.
Gotcha. Kind of like the son from The Incredibles, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Got it. Makes sense. Yeah, kind of from looking at the videos and looking at some of your pictures on Instagram, I'm picking up a kind of a sports theme. Is it the Thunder? That I've seen a jersey that you have, an Oklahoma City Thunder jersey on?
Yes, I am a big Thunder fan.
Uh-huh.
I love sports.
Got it. That may be where we differ. I'm in San Antonio, so we're, you know, Spurs fans over here, so... It's okay. You know, we're all competing against the same super team right now. So we'll see what happens next season. We'll see what next season brings, right?
Right.
Awesome. So Let's go ahead and do one of my favorite parts of your videos. And do you think you can indulge us with the Saint of the Week kind of catchphrase there for my next question, because it is saint themed?
Okay, I will do that.
Awesome.
The Saint of the Week.
There it is. I love that. So, Kid Catholic, who is your favorite saint?
My favorite saint, I would have to say, is probably my confirmation saint, which is Saint Isidore of Seville.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, Isidore of Seville is actually the patron saint of the internet. And it's actually really crazy because he was around like a long, long time ago before the internet ever existed. But what he was able to do is preach over a very wide span of the earth. He could travel all around the world. And so being able to preach so far and so wide, he became the patron saint of the internet. And I look up to him a lot, a very big influencer for what I'm doing and for Kid Catholic. And just knowing that he was able to preach all around the world without the internet, it gives me really big confidence knowing that I have the internet. And if these other saints can do it, who were people just like us, it's not like they were God or some supernatural. They were people just like us. They felt the same pain that we did. So if they could do it, so can we. And I think that pushes me each and every day. And that's why he is my favorite saint.
Awesome. I love that. That Saint Isidore, my father's name is Isidoro, which is the Spanish version of Isidore. So that's cool. I'm loving these connections we're having here, Kid Catholic. I'm loving them. They're coming out, and that's great. That's great stuff there. Before we get into my next question there, you on your videos, you kind of feature a saint sofa. So whenever you do the Saint of the Week, you kind of move your video from where you are into the saint sofa, right?
Yeah.
So within your saint sofa, what I've been able to pick up is there's some pictures in the background, but do you have plushes as well on that sofa? Like stuff, not stuffed animals, but like stuffed saints?
Some episodes the stuffed saints decide to show up there, and other episodes they don't. That set is actually my brother's room, and my twin brother designed that set. He designed the background. He designed everything of that set, and so the few episodes that do have those in there are his saints, and so some episodes are in there, some episodes they're not.
Got it. So it's a family kind of affair. Your mother kind of reviews the content, and your brothers are kind of like the set designers. Is that right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Love that. That's right. You did mention that in one of your videos. I forgot that, but you are a twin.
Yes, I am.
That's right. You mentioned that in one of your videos. I did see that. That's great. That's great. Awesome. So I have another question for you here. So if you could, let me pull it up here because I always get it wrong, and let's have it in front of me. I just need to make sure I have it in front of me here. Where did it go? Here we go. So if you could describe how you live your faith with a hashtag, what would the hashtag be?
You got a lot of hard questions. I'm not sure. I could describe how I live my faith with a hashtag. I love like those little pun hashtags.
Yep.
Like that they have at weddings and stuff.
Yep.
So I'm trying to come up with one of those. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I would need some time to think about that one.
Awesome. Well, you'll be doing something totally random, not related to this at all, and it'll pop into your head. And when it does, send it over to me, and I'll put it out on social media.
All right. That sounds awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, you'll be at the lake somewhere, or you'll be eating breakfast, or something will be happening totally unrelated, and it'll just pop into your head, and you go, oh, there it is. That's typically what happens with me. That's typically what happens with me. So that's more than likely what will happen with you. So. Alrighty, Kid Catholic. I have one last question for you before we get to the end of our episode here. What message do you want to leave our listeners with?
What?
What message do you want to leave our listeners with?
What message? Right. Well, I would say don't think that you can't do something extraordinary. Don't think that you can't do what God wants you to do. God has a plan for all of us, right? That's why he put us on the earth, is to become a saint, is to get to heaven, and he has a plan for all of us. And so even though it might take some time to find that plan, even though we might not see it at first, we do need to know that God has a plan for all of us. It doesn't matter if we can't see it at the time. God has a plan. And so even some adults still haven't found that plan, whatever plan it may be, whether it's fatherhood, motherhood, whatever plan that may be, just always strive to find that plan and to know that God is there for you. And also know that so are the saints, and the saints were real people just like you. They felt the same pain. They had the same struggles. They were real people. And so if they could get to heaven, if they could do the extraordinary things that they did, so can you. And I think we can never put ourselves lower than what God wants us to be. We can never put ourselves down. We always have to know that we have a purpose.
Excellent. Amen to that. I love that. Kid Catholic, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your morning, and especially during your summer vacation, for sharing with us what keeps your fire burning for our Catholic faith. In John 3:30, indeed, we do, in John 3:30, we do find that he must increase, I must decrease. I want to give a special thanks to our executive producers, Dr. Jeff Vista and Buzz Lamoureux. Thank you for your support of the podcast. I also want to thank our sponsors, Rob and Camille DeMaio. You've heard me talk about them in the past, and if you have any kind of real estate needs, by all means, give them a call. If you're listening to the episode and you want to be a guest, send me an email. You can do so to john330podcast@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook or on Instagram or on Twitter, and I'll be happy to communicate with you. As it is right now, I'm in San Antonio, Texas, and Kid Catholic is on the lake, somewhere not in San Antonio. So we can do this with a phone call, the way we're doing it right now, or we can do it via Skype. Or if you live in San Antonio, I can definitely meet you somewhere locally, and we can record an episode as well. So send me an email or contact me, and I'll be happy to have you on as a guest so we can share with everyone how you keep your fire burning for our Catholic faith. And lastly, we're going to end this episode the way my family ends our time in Mass every time we attend, and that is by saying the intercessory prayer to St. Michael the Archangel. So here we go. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray.
And do thou,
O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust and tell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you very much for that, Kid Catholic. I appreciate it. You have a great rest of your summer. And everyone, thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and God bless you all.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.